This is the I'm a Lutheran column featuring Ida Hakanarinen. She attends Hope Lutheran Church and Student Center in College Park, Maryland. She works as a meteorologist with the federal government. Her vocation is to be salt, light, and leaven in the world. As a member of the Lutheran Alliance for Faith, Science, and Technology, I'm committed to fostering conversations about how Christian faith and life are impacted by the scientific and technological environment in which we live. Liturgy means the work of the people, and in my view, that means worship should reflect a broad spectrum, including metaphors and imagery from science, technology, engineering, and medicine, in addition to the agrarian themes present in our historic hymns and liturgies. My favorite part of working for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is when I have the opportunity to engage with the general public, whether at large gatherings or at a career day at a local elementary school. I'm renewed by the genuine enthusiasm people have for NOAA's mission. I first became interested in meteorology when I did a unit on the weather in fifth grade. My father was an electronics engineer, and he designed a weather buoy in the late 1940s while working for the federal government. Between 1951 and 1970, 21 naval oceanic meteorological automatic devices, moored weather buoys, were deployed at sea. The hull design is still in use in harsh environments such as the Gulf of Alaska and the North Atlantic. People are surprised to learn that I was diagnosed with a rare disease about 8 years ago. In the U.S., a disease is considered rare if it affects fewer than 200,000 people. There are approximately 7,000 rare diseases in the world, and it's estimated that 25 to 30 million Americans have rare diseases. Recently, I presented a poster at the 2019 American College of Rheumatology annual meeting in Atlanta. My work in developing the next generation of U.S. geostationary weather satellites has been the highlight of my career. For 10 years, I've been a small part of the large GOESR team. That includes employees from NOAA, NASA, private industry, and academia. Thousands of team members and their families attend the launches of GOESR and GOES-S satellites at Cape Canaveral, Florida. These operational satellites, now designated 16 and 17 respectively, provide continuous coverage of the Western Hemisphere from geostationary orbit. Getting to talk about science and faith at the last youth gathering was fun. The Alliance's interactive booth had a scale model of the solar system. Posters for the planets through Saturn were stationed throughout the hall at their scale distance from the sun from our booth. The Saturn poster was located 1/4 mile away at the farthest end. Those who returned to the booth to share their selfies of each poster were rewarded with a Milky Way bar. Visitors to the booth expressed appreciation for having activities that affirmed that one could both work in science and technology and also be a person of faith. To me, grace is what God pours into the world abundantly each day. My personal email tagline is a quote from filmmaker and philanthropist Abigail Disney. Each one of us walks the earth by virtue of 1,000 moments of grace, both large and small, most of which we barely notice. Being an agent of God's grace is the vocation of all people, not just those who work for the church. I believe we're all called to trust in faith that the grace of God is out there, just beyond the boundary of our comfort zones. I believe vocation is God's call to every person, not just the task of those who serve in rostered leadership or are employed by the institutional church. One's occupation may be part of one's vocation, but vocation encompasses more than just occupation. What I bring to my occupation is nothing different from what I bring to the other areas of my life. for my core identity doesn't change. My identity was given to me at baptism when I was sealed with the cross of Christ and marked as God's child forever. I'm a Lutheran member of the Christian family because my parents brought me to the baptismal font in December 1956 at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Unknown to me, my mother kept in her wallet a picture of our family, my mother and father, three older brothers and me, from that day. I discovered the picture after she died as we sorted through her belongings.